This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 4th. We're in the second hour, 2017, of the broadcast, and we'll be going to the phones here shortly. We'll open up the phone lines. But first, I wanted to play a little game, and the name of the game is Can You Connect the Dots? This is a rundown by David Sims of gun control. Congressman Emanuel Seller introduced H.R. 17735, which became the Gun Control Act of 1968. In 1988, Senator Howard Metzenbaum sponsored Bill S-1523, which proposed turning every violation of the Gun Control Act of 1968 into a RICO offense, which would have allowed a gun owner to be presumed a racketeer just for owning a gun with a high-capacity magazine or a front sight painted the wrong color. During the same year, Metzenbaum co-sponsored Bill S-2180, which would ban guns made mostly from hard plastic. In 1990, Senator Herbert Cole proposed Bill S-2070, which became the Gun-Free School Zone Act of 1990, which, by banning gun possession in school zones, gave any criminal or madman willing to break the law unopposed access to school children during the 10 to 20 minutes before the police can usually arrive. This law was later struck down by the Supreme Court as unconstitutional. Now, in 1993, Senator Metzenbaum sponsored Bill S-653, which banned specific semi-automatic rifles, mostly on the basis of how dangerous it looked to a liberal ignoramus. It also gave the Secretary of the Treasury the power to donate any semi-automatic firearms to the banned list going forward. In 1994, the Brady Bill became effective. Senator Metzenbaum wrote the Brady Bill and sponsored it in the Senate. Who sponsored the Brady Bill in the House? While it was Chuck Schumer. Also in 1994, Senator Metzenbaum introduced S-1878, the Gun Violence Prevention Act, which of course achieved the opposite of what its proponents claimed it would do. The same bill, named H.R. 1321, was sponsored in the House by Charles Schumer. Notice the high-minded alleged purpose of these laws as expressed in their titles, violence prevention, gun-free schools, etc. Leftists might not understand that putting labels saying vitamins on a bottle of poison doesn't change what the contents will do if you swallow it. In 1994, the Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act of 1994 went into effect, which, among other things, banned the manufacture and possession of semi-automatic rifles disguised as assault weapons. Any such description is, of course, a lie, since true assault weapons always possess the capability of shooting in fully automatic mode. This law, like many others, is based on deception. It was proposed in the Senate by Dianne Feinstein and Chuck Schumer. In 1995, Senator Feinstein, Cole, Lautenberg, and Specter introduced the Gun-Free School Zone Act of 1995 in order to get around the Supreme Court's earlier striking down of the similar act. In 1996, Lautenberg's domestic confiscation provision became law. It was sneaked into law as a rider on a larger appropriations bill. It was sponsored by Senator Frank Lautenberg. It bans people convicted of misdemeanor domestic violence from ever owning a gun. In 1997, Senate Bill S-54, the Federal Gang Violence Act of 1997, which makes the slightest infraction of the Gun Control Act of 1968 a RICO offense and proposes much harsher sentences for people violating minor gun control laws, including mandatory prison sentences and forfeiture of property, it was introduced by Dianne Feinstein and by Senator Orrin Hatch. But in 1999, Senator Barbara Boxer introduced Bill S-193, the American Handgun Standards Act of 99. At the same time, Senator Herbert Cole introduced Bill S-149, the Child Safety Lock Act of 1999. Can't you just see Dad working crazy fast to remove the trigger locks from his handgun after a burglar has already broken into the house? I mean, some of this stuff. Also in 1999, all in about 6 weeks, Senator Frank Lautenberg introduced Bill S-407, the Stop Gun Trafficking Act, and S-443, the Gun Show Accountability Act, and S-560, the Gun Industry Accountability Act. Meanwhile, in 1999, Senator Feinstein introduced Bill S-594, the Large Capacity Ammunition Magazine Ban Act. In 2000, Senators Feinstein, Boxer, Lautenberg, and Schumer sponsored Senate Bill S-2515, the Firearm Licensing and Record Act. In 2001, Senator Feinstein, Schumer, Boxer sponsored Senate Bill S-25, the Firearm Licensing and Record of Sales Act. In 2003, Senator Feinstein, Schumer, Boxer would introduce legislation that would reauthorize the 1994 federal assault weapons ban. Also in 2003, Senators Feinstein, Lautenberg, Levin, and Schumer sponsored Bill S-1774, the Undetectable Firearms Act. In 2005, Frank Lautenberg and Dianne Feinstein each introduced bills having a long doublethink propaganda names, the purpose of which was to reinstate the 1994 assault ban. In 2005, Dianne Feinstein introduced Bill SA-1621, which restricted weapons that fire 50-caliber bullets and referred to them as sniper weapons. She also introduced SA-1622, which allowed lawsuits against persons using 50-caliber weapons. Additionally, in 2005, Barbara Boxer introduced SA-1633, which enables lawsuits when a rifle doesn't meet the safety standards as defined by the BATFE. She also introduced SA-1634, which would attempt to ban most handguns in the United States through the use of a sporting use legal requirement. And I'm going to leave it right there because the rest of it doesn't go into any legislation. So I just gave you a rundown of the majority of the gun control laws since the mid-60s to now, and who introduced them, who authored them, and who supported them. And the name of the game is to connect the dots. Can you connect? Is there any thing there that sticks up as a red flag, maybe that they would have in common together, those that are working to take your guns away? I thought it was really interesting. NationalVanguard.org is the source on that, and it was written by David Sims. I've got a clip that I want to share with you. Mark Dice, this is from a commercial that was run just a couple of weeks ago, coming up on some of the contest in Virginia, I believe. And after we run this clip, I'll take phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. I've got more news I'd like to run down. Jez Turner, organizer of the London Forum, has been charged with inciting racial hatred in connection with a speech that he gave back in July 4th of 2015. Jez Turner, under the gun in Ungreat Britain. We may talk about that. But 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. Let's go ahead and play the Mark Dice. This is interesting, and it really points out the hypocrisy in which we live. Let's play the Mark Dice clip.
Take a look at the worst political ad of all time. I know that's a pretty bold claim to make, but in a few seconds you will see that the Democrats have sunk to an all-time low in this year's Virginia gubernatorial election. Next Tuesday is the election in Virginia to determine who's going to be the next governor, and a PAC called the Latino Victory Project, run by Democrats, put out this ad to support the Democrat candidate, Ralph Northam. The ad begins by showing this Mexican boy on his way home from school, when all of a sudden he starts to get chased by this white man driving this pickup truck that has a Confederate flag waving off the back and a Gillespie for Governor bumper sticker on it. The Mexican boy meets up with his fellow Mexican friend who's playing basketball, and then the two of them meet up with some more minorities, this black kid who's walking home with his Muslim friend, and then they all start to get chased by the evil white supremacist who's driving the truck with the Gillespie for Governor bumper sticker on the back. It even has Don't Tread on Me license plates and continues to chase the kids until it traps them in this alley and then proceeds to run them down. Just before it's about to kill them, obviously evoking that horrific attack in Charlottesville a few months ago, one of the kids wakes up and it was all just a nightmare. A nightmare that may come true if you vote for the Republican Ed Gillespie.
Is this what Donald Trump and Ed Gillespie mean by the American dream? Latino Victory Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
No, no, it's not. Make America Great Again is not a code word meaning that you run down minority children in your car and kill them, or anyone for that matter. I'm sorry that we have to point out the obvious to you, Democrats, but unfortunately, you've completely lost touch with reality. They even put the same ad out in Spanish, which is strange because I thought the Democrats were against having foreigners try to influence American elections.
¿Es esto lo que significa el sueño americano para Donald Trump y Ed Gillespie?
Latino Victory Fund pagó y es responsable por el contenido de este anuncio.
Previously, one of the most despicable political ads, up until this one, just took over the number one spot, was this one from last year, which consists of a bunch of Mexican kids screaming profanity at Donald Trump. I'm going to play the clip for you here in just a second. I'm not going to bleep what they're saying because, well, I want you to see exactly what the liberals put out. And I guess this wasn't really a political ad. More or less, just some people exploiting some children, hoping to sell some t-shirts. But they called it an ad. Again, there's some foul language coming here in 3, 2, 1.
Hola, Donald Trump! Screaming, get out of my country! Republicans use offensive words.
So here's a few of our own.
Fuck you, racist fuck.
Latino kids born in the USA.
And we've got something to say.
I'm Rosa.
I'm Ricardo. My friends call me Rick. But you keep calling me Anchor Baby?
Wow. Racist dick?
I know that they meant this to be, like, against Donald Trump, but this is actually one of the best ads to support deportations. Who the hell wants these kids in our country? Or their parents?
If you try to deport my abuelita, motherfuckers. You see, the Constitution makes me a citizen.
And you hate that because I'm brown.
I'm sorry, I wouldn't really even call you brown. I know Italians who have darker skin than you. Heck, in the middle of the summer, I'm darker than you. Oh, look at this. They want you to buy one of their stupid t-shirts, guys. Well, I got a better idea. And I got some better shirts, which you can get in my online store by clicking the link in the description below, where you can get your Trump 2020 shirt or your Liberalism Find a Cure shirt, now available in long sleeve and hoodie, and in multiple colors. So click the link in the description below. Your purchase helps keep this channel going, so thanks for your support. Subscribe here if you're new, and check back tomorrow for a new report. And I'll see you then.
All right, there you have Mark Geis. Could you imagine after Barack Obama was elected if any group had tried to, well, number one, no TV stations would air it, but if you had a political commercial where a group of blacks was or a group of whites was running down black kids, the outcry would be unfreaking believable from the media. One, you'd never get a TV station or radio station to play it. But if it's demonizing white people, it's A-OK every time. The only reason they even pulled the ad was because the events took place in Manhattan of the Allah Akbar cultural enrichment Manhattan style, which is a terrible tragedy, but it's an exact result of the policies of Washington D.C. to create these events. But unbelievable. I mean, the Latino Victory Fund project, I believe, was who was behind that. And if you know, there's a growing momentum of people all across the country that are just leaving signs printed like on a white piece of paper. It says it's okay to be white, and they're just leaving them. You can go, you can look at it on dailystormer.ws, and they're putting these up just like in subways and different places, and it's amazing to see the reaction people are having to just that. Just putting up a sign on a piece of paper that says it's okay to be white, and they're calling that racist. They're calling that racist. So anything that white people do other than sit down and shut up and take it, anything you do, anything at all you do other than just take it, is the new racism. And this political correctness run amok. They can't stand any resistance to their by-design formula to destroy this nation. And, you know, you have to give it to them. Using multiculturalism, pushing diversity. Look at how destructive this truly has been. And when Donald Trump is saying he wants to move immigration to a merit-based, can you imagine when you're talking about merit-based, where someone, you know, with more of an education that's got more to contribute to this country are the ones that would be allowed in, it's going to eliminate, if it was implemented in that fashion, it would eliminate all of this ridiculous absurdity, like this Uzbekistan, Allahu Akbar murderer, getting in these policies that's been put in place deliberately to destroy the country and successfully have been doing so, but they're under scrutiny now and people are wising up to the results of it. At least some people are wising up. You've still got a lot of the mainstream organized religion that is involved in funding this very same destructive policies. So, you know, we're probably a long way from out of the woods for certain, but hey, is there light on the horizon? There seems to be. There seems to be momentum in a lot of different directions, and I have to say, the youth getting involved and taking a look at what's actually happening is a big part of it. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in, comment on any of the things we've discussed, or share some more news and information. Jez Turner, organizer of the London Forum, has been charged with inciting racial hatred in connection with a speech at the anti-Sharim rally in Whitehall on July 4th, 2015. The Zionist lobby group Campaign Against Anti-Semitism had brought a legal action to force the Crown Prosecution Service to bring charges against Mr. Turner, even though the CPS had originally decided he committed no offense. An initial hearing will be held, which was this past Monday, at 1:30 on Monday, the 30th of October, at the Westminster Magistrates Court. I know I've not been able to find an update to what happened. Meanwhile, another prosecution instigated by the CAA sees anti-Zionist folk singer Alison Chablaws facing charges under the Communications Act relating to songs uploaded to YouTube. A full day's hearing on this case will take place at the same court on October 25th at 10 a.m. So again, I don't have an update as to what happened there. Ms. Chablaws was arrested again last Wednesday and subjected to an extraordinary 48 hours of custody, including travel from London to Derbyshire following alleged breach of bail conditions. This was reported by Heritage and Destiny magazine. So isn't it amazing? These people, I mean, she had wrote a song, and I listened to the song. It's been a good while back that, and I may have played it on the air. I don't remember. But this has been a good while back when this started with this lady. She had wrote a song, kind of like a folk song, and it was like an apology. And she wrote some other songs too, but it was kind of like an apology to her mother for believing in the Holocaust. I mean, I don't know. You can't make these things up, but that's what the story was. And she placed it on YouTube, and you know the rest. Unbelievable. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Aaron. We'll be back with Michael in New York here shortly.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
In the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. We've got Michael in New York, then Mark in Philadelphia, Mike in Kentucky coming up. Michael in New York, how are you doing? Is Antifa rioting in New York?
Good morning, sir, and all is well up in upstate New York, sir. And down in the commie city, well, same old stuff, you know. That's what happens when you let commies run your city. But starting right off at the beginning of the report, where did I hear you correctly and mention that over in Israel they're crooked and corrupt over some dealings? And you know, I was just devastated by that, knowing that God's chosen people are corrupt and crooked. I couldn't get over that. Hold on, that's right, their God is Lucifer, they're the Antichrist. Now it all makes sense. Got it. And remember the USS Liberty, everybody. Now, that ad that you aired with from Mark Dice, isn't that a hate crime against Caucasian men from the South? I would take that as a hate crime. Whoever published that ad should be immediately arrested for hate crime and tried for hate crime. What's going on with our government? How come they're not arrested yet?
I agree.
I got it. It's the old reverse discrimination again. That's right. It's only hate crime if a Caucasian is running an ad about illegals and Zionists destroying our republic. Okay, got it. And regarding New York City, sir, this is where we're at. And Schumer, Schmuck Schumer, our senator here, who's a dual citizen Israeli, him and Blasio down there in old New York City, they should be arrested for manslaughter because their policies have made this happen. And again, their media never mentions that little component. But I'll just say this, that the day's coming, people. You got to stay healthy. You got to stay prepared because they're going to force us up against a stone wall, and we'll have no other recourse but to take these scumbags out. If they don't get a world war going, it's going to be a civil war here. And the blue helmets are their strategy to justify bringing in the blue helmets, the United Nations Army, once it all kicks off. They're mush-for-brain losers that are out there protesting now with all their pathetic rhetoric. They're going to get mowed right over, of course, and that's what they expect and want, so they can then cry to the United Nations that we look at these crazy Americans, these Christian, conservative, gun-toting, crazy Americans. They don't want peace. Look at them. We got to intervene. That's exactly the whole scenario that they're setting up. And so you have to be ready, and that's what we're all doing. We are all getting ready, stocking up. And when this day comes, just know it's open season on all the traitors in our government. Local level, county level, state level, Schumer's got nowhere to hide. He'll have to run Israel because us New Yorkers outside the cities, we know what's going on. We're sick and tired of it. And so these people, Soros, he's got a place up in Rhinebeck, New York. We know where he lives. Oh, yeah. Now, it's not his only place, of course, but all those guys, they love it up around here during the summer. It's the most beautiful country around in the summertime. And so they won't be safe. We know exactly what we got to do. And I'm talking troopers, sheriffs. We know what's going on. And they know that the politicians are behind it all. Cuomo's that son of a Cuomo we got. They won't stand a chance. When it all happens, just remember, everybody, it's open season on all those traitors throughout this country. That's the only way to truly drain the swamp. When that day comes and they're pushing it, it's inevitable. And that's from a peaceful, loving Christian.
I believe you're right, Michael. I don't think, you can just see it you can feel it, and they won't let it go any other way. They're going to keep pushing. They're going to keep pushing. And unless they can get World War to break out, Civil War very well may break out in America. I'll give you the last word. We're coming up on a break, and then we'll come back with Mark and Mike. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, thank you, Farron. I just want to say with these Zionist Antichrist and their Samson complex, forget it, losers, because Samson was an agent of the true God, and you guys are not. So forget, don't even think about it. It ain't going to happen. The rest of the world is going to continue on while you Antichrist forces get destroyed. God bless, Farron.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're coming up on that break. When we come back, we've got Mark in Philadelphia, then Mike in Kentucky coming up. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe, you know, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Alternative Media Fair and in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to Mark in Philadelphia. How are you doing today, my friend?
How's it going there, Farron? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. First of all, I want to apologize to you. I haven't been able to listen in. I've been out of the loop for some time due to that high technology. First, my internet went out, my computer went out, then I got another computer, then my internet went down, then I had to figure that out. Then, meanwhile, I got a new smartphone, and then that one went out. I'm telling you, man. So, I've been out of the loop, and I've got a new computer, and I'm able to listen to you today. So, what I want to bring, I appreciate what you're bringing up about Las Vegas. There's so many questions about that. It seems that there's a lot more holes than, you know, and solid stuff to go by. But the other thing I want to bring up is an article that I read on Veterans Today having to do with, are you aware, and maybe you've covered this already, being that I've been out of the loop, are you aware that it now in 22 states, just a few days ago it was 20 states, now there's 22 states that have put, it's either already in their law or it's in their legislatures now, that a law for the boycotting Israel, that if you boycott Israel, you'll be breaking state law. And the two pronounced states that are doing it are Kansas and Texas. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
I am, Mark. The a boycott, divest, and sanction Israel movement. Actually, there's a website. Now, North Carolina has joined that, and you're probably aware that even some of the paperwork that you had to fill out to get relief from Hurricane Harvey had in it that yes. Now you're a Texas citizen. You had legislation and in the paperwork that you agreed by receiving these funds to, you know, rebuild your destroyed house or what have you, you can't boycott Israel. Yes, I think it's 23 states. Don't hold me to that. There's a website called the Brandeis Center, and it's Jewish, and it's kind of them bragging about all their latest laws they've passed, and they cover this. And yes, they're doing this through the back door. That, you know, last December, the Senate voted unanimously to put in place the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. It didn't make it through the House, and now they're passing all this through the states. And it's just incredible because, you know, the Supreme Court ruled that money is speech. That's why George Soros funding Black Lives Matter is not terrorism, supposedly. And I even talked to my congresswoman about this, and this is what she told me. But as an individual, like, say, for instance, Mark, if you sold bottled water, you had a bottled water company, and you had a contract with your state, and you were selling bottled water to the highway patrol or something, they find out you're trying to boycott Israel, they'll eliminate that contract. That's what they're trying to do here, and it's amazing, and mainstream media don't even cover this, none. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, so, sorry, I got knocked out there for a minute, and I had to get back on, so I missed some of what you were saying in response. But, yeah, this is a foreign nation controlling our legislatures now in 22 states. That's nearly half, telling our citizens what we can and can't do. Basically, if you don't want to do business with, if you just don't want to do business with Israel, you're breaking a state law. That's ridiculous. That's outrageous. That's traitorous. Anybody that would go along with that, that's a foreign nation controlling our government, our law. I mean, like, indirectly through the states. You know, not from some centralized the federal government, but through the state government, state legislatures, right? I mean,
absolutely.
And then grabbing you by the, you know what, during a crisis, and telling you that you have to sign on or not, or else you don't get any help. What a crock of crap, man. That's
you know, Mark, I looked into this, and some of the chief exports of Israel is pharmaceutical products and diamonds. And there's others, but you know, when I'm in a store looking for something and I pick it up and look on the bottom, rare to never does it say made in Israel. So it makes me wonder, are these Jews so paranoid that they're afraid that this will happen? Or what is it that we could boycott that would hurt them so bad? Am I unaware of the product that we could boycott that would hurt them so bad? Because I don't, in my day-to-day life, I don't know that I've buy or consume anything that's manufactured in Israel. So what's your thoughts on that? Because I've wondered that right there.
Okay, well, back to what I've said before, multiplicity of purpose. So this is tied in, when you tie this into the bigger picture, when you take a few steps back and look at the bigger picture, this article, by the way, that I'm mentioning that's on Veterans Today also goes into deeper into how Israel is over in Europe. You know, of course, you can't speak up about the Holocaust in Europe, or else you go to prison. They're simultaneously they're putting in these laws and what I'm trying to say, that it's not just about, it's about, they're setting up the stage where we can't even ask any questions of Israel about Israel. We can't state fact about Israel. And eventually, it'll be where we can't even question our own government, because they'll move it in that direction too. But it's destroying the First Amendment, if you ask me. So even though it might look like having to do with product sales of some sort, which is, you know, that's just a front. That's a cover for the bigger deal, which is to further destroy our right to say no, to speak up, and question anything. especially of Israel or any foreign government trying to control us. Yeah.
And that goes into, Mark, you know, they're wanting everyone to agree to this definition of anti-Semitism. That's what the Senate bill was. And they're getting colleges to agree to this and different states. And the definition of anti-Semitism that they want everyone to agree to, and you know, a lot of people have accepted this, a lot of groups and organizations, the definition is that exactly what you just said. You can't criticize Israel's foreign policy or its domestic policy or its treatment of Palestinians and compare it to Hitler or Nazism. It's any criticism whatsoever. And I'm going to have to give you the last word quickly, Mark. We're getting phone calls stacked up. I want to give everybody some time. But thank you so much for the phone call. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's good. Thank you for the great work you're doing there, Farron. Keep it up, and I'll listen in. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. We're going to go to Mike in Kentucky, then we got Alan in South Carolina coming up. Mike, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Boom, 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 boom. Israel inside. They've got a huge factory subsidized by us making Intel chips in Israel. How do you know what you're buying with computers or phones don't have Israeli-made chips in them?
Good point. Good point.
Yeah. Well, and the phones now, it was pioneered in England, have micro-location ability inside these stores. So you're standing in front of the shelf, and there's two products, one that's a box of dates grown in Israel, one that's grown in California. Your phone, bloop, sends you a coupon for the Israeli dates. If you don't buy them, you're anti-Semitic. And that's all tracked in your phone.
Wow.
That's where we're headed. Plus, China's been doing it, and there's no reason Israel could not go ahead and do this. They flag ships, factory ships, and you're familiar with the goy will work for the Israeli, or the goy will work for the Jew. They could park ships off the coast of the United States, factory ships with slave labor from wherever. As long as they're flagged Israeli, all the products made on that ship say made in Israel. Because that's what they're doing with the Chinese factory ships. They float them off the coast of the United States in international waters, whatever it is, 12 miles out, and all the supplies are shipped offshore, you know, from America over to the factory ship. The stuff is made. 6 months, by law, I think they have to take them home and let them kiss their wife, and then they come right back and float them off the coast of the United States again. They've been doing that for 20-some years, these floating factory slave ships. So, and some of them, you know, are involved in organized crime, making fake products, you know, and all that sort of stuff. So maybe that's what they want to, maybe that's what they're hoping to get into, and they want to make sure that the laws are in place so people can't boycott them.
Maybe.
That's all possibilities. But what I called in about, though, you were talking to JFK issues, and a couple, I don't know, right after these JFK documents were leaked, I saw some stories pop up, and I can't find them. Claiming, you know, and I saw screenshots floating around on social media of documents that people claimed were released, like doctor's notes that showed an entry wound. One, I guess it was destroyed by the fake tracheotomy that they did that would have shown a bullet came maybe through the windshield. There are supposed to be notes from a guy that saw a hole in the left side of the windshield. And a second bullet was found in the car. I'm going to go searching for this stuff, and it's all lost in the noise. I mean, I was wondering if somebody's collected a credible, legitimate links to this stuff, you know, rather than having to weed through all these thousands of documents and find it again. But
the best story, what? Mike, Zero Hedge, ZeroHedge.com, has got a story, and it's the one paragraph you need to read in the JFK assassination files that may change everything. And it goes into, and it's got the original transcript of the released document, and it goes into a section where the Surgeon General made a report saying that clearly there was a entrance wound of a bullet right below the Adam's apple, and he made reference to the bullet hole, and he said it was a bullet hole like you could put a pencil in, through, not a crack in the windshield, but an actual hole in the windshield of the car. And he went on to say that this substantiates the fact that there was a second shooter. Now, this was
right.
This was, and Zero Hedge has got the best story on it. It goes into clarifying, and it also goes back into There was a gentleman back some years ago that was claiming that the windshield had a bullet hole in it, and that, you know, it had been covered up. And now this seems to substantiate that gentleman, Douglas P. Horn, who had made that claim back in 2009. So that may help you look at...
Right. The average person, though, that tries to search for this stuff, my experience personally, you go out there, and I think it's direct evidence that the deep state, the intelligence community, is trying to obscure this, lost in the noise, so people can't find it. So they're still trying to cover this up because it points to the fact that the deep state intelligence community has been running this country for over 50 years.
Yeah.
And the democracy is, or republic is eclipsed or occulted. You can literally call these people occultists because they're covering it up. But I think Christians out there are allowing way too much. Just the concept that should blow their mind is justice cannot coexist with tolerance, or tolerance cannot coexist with justice. So these people are trying to get us to allow everything. And even, you know, bake the damn cake, you know, you will participate in our idolatry sort of thing. Just had a judge here in Kentucky who was forced to resign, and they're still going ahead with disciplinary hearings on him, I guess to try to disbar him from practice of law, because he did what judges are supposed to do. He recused himself from participating in cases of adoption of gay couples. He said he couldn't, by his conscience, participate in these cases. Well, they're just going after anybody that wants to have their conscience with a vengeance on this. You will bake the cake. You will participate in our idolatry, or else we will destroy you. Well, that is satanic. You know, the satanic Anton LaVey mentality is not just an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But if someone does you wrong, you don't just seek revenge on them. You go out to destroy them. That is, on its face, evidence that these people are Satanists, whether they know it or not. Because it's not
You're right, Mike. I mean, anyone that doesn't want to go along with the depravity, with the multiculturalism, with the transgenderism, with the homosexuality, with the race mixing, anybody that wants to oppose any of that on moral grounds, religious grounds, what have you, the media, society as a whole, the whole establishment is there to, you know, just to come and pound down on you and railroad you if they can get you into the court system. As well, we got just a couple minutes for the break.
All right.
Mike, go ahead if there's something you'd like to add, and then we'll come back with Alan.
I keep running into these kind of technocrat nerds that think they're experts because they've taken a couple of legal classes or they've taken a couple of training from AT&T on this technocratic state. The way the internet and the telephone industry was built, they've always kept back doors in place so that they can cause problems for people that they need to cause problems for. And I think William Binney hints at a lot of this sort of stuff, but he only goes so far because obviously he's just one guy. He can't know everything that was going on at the NSA, but there is a lot of stuff that's going on out there that people need to be aware of. Not everybody that seems to be tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist is, and even with proof, like in the case of the JFK assassination, they will try to quash that and cause it to be lost in the noise. And it's amazing the amount of resources they have to be wasting on doing this. I mean, they have to have a crew of people that's constantly, you know, working. And when they get their retirement, they won't even take you fishing. And you felt, you know, I just found out the other day that there's informants that can get paid $100,000 if they can set you up and get you convicted. So watch out.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, thank you so much, Mike. Great information. I enjoyed what you had to say about the floating factories. Thank you so much. Alan in South Carolina, come on. The break's going to get you, but I'll hold you over. How you doing today, Alan?
Oh, yes. Good morning.
Hello. Go ahead, Alan.
Well, I believe it's the beginning of sorrows, wars and rumors from wars. Reference Matthew 24:3-8. We're in a religious war the Christian heresy of Marxism has established itself solidly here in our own socialist theocracy. Only to also remember a pioneering sociologist, August Comte, who warned us a long time ago that any time society decays into a theocracy, intellectual anarchy results. This is a thing of which you've been complaining this morning, I think. But anyway, arrogance reigns supreme. Islam has given up the humility of Hajj for murderous jihad. Judaism has forsaken the personal sacrifice to obtain the favor of God and reverted to aggressive filter.
Hang on for me, Alan. The break's going to get you. Stay with me. We'll talk about it on the other side. Back in moments.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Fair, and in the studio, I'm joined by Alan in South Carolina. Alan, the break broke up your train of thought. Go ahead and continue, sir.
No, okay. Well, just picking up with your reference to Netanyahu and Israel and this universal militarism, I guess we could revert to the German literature and call it Götterdämmerung or something like that. But anyway, the gospel tells a different story. So be patient, but hold fast against all these liars.
Well, I agree with you on that. It's incredible when you look at the whole panorama of all the litany of lies that the media, that what we've, you know, from birth, that we've been indoctrinated, the Holocaust, the JFK lie, 9/11, USS Liberty, Gulf of Tonkin. I mean, we could just keep going. I had a story here, Alan. I'm not going to have time probably to get to it, but it was where the CIA was investigating Hitler living in Argentina. The CIA was investigating this in the 50s, that Hitler lived in Argentina. And I think I've heard you maybe comment on this before. Do you have an opinion on whether Hitler died at the end of World War II or not?
I really don't. I've been watching carefully some obscure DVD propaganda that's come out lately, because popularizing Hitler, both pro and con, seems to be the Zionist method right now to ensnare our people and make easy targets out of us when we're found waving the hacking crews, and then they can say, neo-Nazi, neo-Nazi, neo-Nazi. But they themselves, I believe, are the source of popularizing it. I really don't know. I think a long time ago I read The Boys from Brazil. Have read William Shire's propaganda, Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, numerous times since it came out, back about 1970 maybe. But no, I really don't, and that's probably too much for me to say in answer to your simple question, but... Well, let
me ask you this. Did you hear my rundown of gun control? I was playing Connect the Dots. Was there anything in that list of gun control legislation that made you think there was anything in common?
Well, I believe it's all in common. Again, going back to the gospel, it's called the Synagogue of Satan. It's primarily Jewish. In the Synagogue of Satan, but they're not a very exclusive club. They've got a lot of different or diverse members. So throw them all together. That's what we're up against.
That's true.
Hopefully, yeah.
In that account that I give of all that various legislation, the only one, Orrin Hatch, was the only one that was involved in promoting and sponsoring the legislation that wasn't Jewish. And that's going from like 1968 up to our current times. I thought that was really incredible. And that story was on the National Vanguard .org, if you'd like to find that, written by David Sims. We got about a minute left. Anything else you'd like to add, Alan?
Well, on gun control, I think the proper solution is when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first.
Amen. All right. Hey, thank you so much, Alan. We're out of time for today. Until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.